With Montana News, I'm Rachel Kramer. Fire activity on the more than 7,200-acre Rice Ridge Fire northwest of Seeley Lake increased today as it burns into heavy stands of beetle-killed trees. The evacuation warning is still in effect for residents on both sides of Highway 83, south of Rice Ridge Road to Morrell Creek, and south of Cottonwood Lakes Road east of Highway 83, including the town of Seeley Lake and Double Arrow Ranch. No actual evacuations have been ordered. Mark De Gregorio is a public information officer with the fire.
We had a pretty thick smoke inversion that broke off about quarter till one this afternoon. And as the inversion broke, temperatures began rising and fire activity started to pick up.
De Gregorio said super scoopers, amphibious firefighting aircraft that literally scoop up water to drop on nearby fires, would be returning this afternoon to provide aerial support. Crews continue to build and improve control lines on the south end of the fire while also installing hose lays and providing structure protection for homes and other buildings near Seeley Lake.
Looking out toward the fire from where I am right now, it still seems like it's overcast, but it's actually the smoke that's making it seem that way. Lower visibility than I would say this time yesterday afternoon.
Air quality in the Seeley Lake area and along the I-90 corridor in Mineral County was listed as hazardous this morning. That means everyone is advised to stay indoors and avoid exertion outside. I'm Rachel Kramer.
With Montana News, I'm Maxine Spire. The Montana Department of Environmental Quality has issued an air quality alert for Granite, Lake, Mineral, Missoula, Powell, and Ravelli counties due to the numerous fires burning in west-central Montana. Some improvement is expected on Saturday for parts of Powell and Granite counties, and the department will update their alerts Saturday morning. Elsewhere across the state, air quality remains moderate, with hazy skies in most locations. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke says he is not recommending changes to Arizona's Grand Canyon-Parashant National Monument. The reserve west of the Grand Canyon is the fifth Zinke has removed from an ongoing review of national monuments for possible elimination or reduction. Zinke said the Arizona site has some of the most pristine geological formations in North America, quote, which show the scientific history of our Earth while containing thousands of years of human relics and fossils. The million-acre site overseen by the Interior Department was designated as a monument in 2000. The designation protects it from energy development and other activities. Zinke is reviewing 27 national monuments designated by previous presidents under an order from President Donald Trump, who says many monument designations are unwarranted land grabs by the federal government. I'm Maxine Spire.
With Montana News, I'm Rachel Kramer. Stage 1 fire restrictions are going into effect Saturday for areas of southwestern Montana, Corncates Kearney reports.
The new fire restrictions will begin at midnight tonight in Madison, Beaverhead, Deer Lodge, and Silver Bow counties. The restrictions will also be set for Powell County, south of I-90 and Highway 12, and Granite County, south of I-90 and east of the Lolo National Forest boundary. The restrictions prohibit campfires except in exempt areas, and smoking except in enclosed vehicles or buildings, or in an area cleared of all flammable materials. Leona Rodrick with the Beaverhead Deer Lodge National Forest says Montana's fire season is 2 or 3 weeks ahead of usual conditions.
We're seeing conditions now that we typically see towards the middle or end of August. So it's hotter, it's drier. Having a lot of our resources out working fires, we want people to be extra careful.
At midnight, Stage 1 fire restrictions will also be put in place for the Helena Lewis and Clark National Forest and the Bob Marshall Wilderness Complex. Much of the state north of Butte and west of Helena is already on more stringent Stage 2 restrictions. For a complete list of fire restrictions now in effect across Montana, visit our website, mtpr.org. I'm Corin Cates Kearney.
A new 6-year study on guns published Wednesday in Alaska shows the state has the highest rate of gun ownership in the U.S. However, figures compiled by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention show that Alaska's firearm death rate is the second highest in the country behind Montana. Montana is first in gun-related deaths with a firearm mortality rate of 19.2, nearly double the national average. I'm Rachel Kramer.
With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. Yellowstone National Park has decided to convert part of its bison trap into a temporary brucellosis quarantine facility. Jonathan Schaefer is a public affairs assistant at Yellowstone National Park.
Yellowstone is considering making the Stevens Creek facility into a quarantine facility to see if it might be possible to move animals that are not infected with brucellosis out of the park. possibly to Fort Peck.
Park officials announced Thursday they would bring a portion of the Stevens Creek capture facility up to federal and state standards in order to be able to certify bison as brucellosis-free.
Fort Peck has already got all that already here.
That's Robert Magnin, the director of the Fort Peck Assiniboine and Sioux Tribes Fish and Wildlife Department. Magnin said Fort Peck is already equipped to be a more permanent rather than temporary facility. A bill to eliminate the disease-free certification requirement to move bison to Fort Peck was killed in Montana's last legislative session. This after months of discussion with state and federal livestock officials after a group of bison park officials wanted to quarantine at Fort Peck could not be moved because of legal conflict. Park officials expect to finish the facility in the fall. They hope to later find a long-term space where the bison can be quarantined outside the park. Brucellosis is a disease that causes animals to abort calves. The Sunrise Fire between Alberton and Superior has grown to almost 12,500 acres. Despite continued growth, the fire is now 10% contained, up 5% over the past few days. The Mineral County Sheriff lifted evacuation orders for residents yesterday in the Quartz Flats and Sunrise Creek areas and for residents in the Verde Creek area not along Road 450. These residents can return home but should be prepared to leave again quickly if conditions worsen. Residents on Road 450 and Verde Creek, as well as homes in Quartz Creek, remain under evacuation orders. Residents in the Rivulet area are under a Stage 1 evacuation alert. Fire managers will host a public meeting Saturday at 7 p.m. at the Lozo Lodge Pavilion to discuss the latest fire updates with residents. I'm Bo Baker, Montana Public Radio.